He is our favorite history teacher, one of our favorite history teachers. He's a professor, actually. It's Eddie Lee. We still call you mayor, the former mayor of York, still heavily involved with what goes on in York and the surrounding communities throughout York County. But his love and passion has always been history and teaching young people about history, local history, state history, and then, of course, our country's history. And our country is celebrating a pretty big birthday next year. And so we're excited to welcome Professor Eddie Lee to Palmetto Mornings. And good morning to you, Professor.
Well, it's always great to start my day with Palmetto Mornings, and it's good to see Ashley here too.
Yeah.
Congratulations on the station's latest awards. They just line behind you one after another. This is one of South Carolina's great radio stations, so it's good to be here.
Thank you.
I'm on the 250 commission for the state of South Carolina, and it's made up of, well, I'm the only historian on there, but it's made up of Chamber of Commerce people, legislators, senators, House members. It's made up of museum managers who have certain tie-ins to the American Revolution. And so what we do is we whet the appetites of South Carolinians to come and see. Every county participates, all 46 counties. And so this will go on for the next 8 years. And here in York County, we had the commission meet here last month, which I'm a member of, but we had other people from all over the state come, and we took them on bus tours. We took them to the Catawba Indian Nation. What a great place. And the Catawbas, of course, were involved in the American Revolution. We took them to historic Brattonsville. We walked down in the woods where Huck's defeat took place, where Christian Huck met his end. And then we got on the buses again, and we went to Kings Mountain. Kings Mountain is a major part of the story of the American Revolution. Theodore Roosevelt said it was the turning of the war that we won at Kings Mountain, and then we were going to win our independence. And, you know, there are other places that would claim that, but I think Kings Mountain's on the short list. So we took them to Kings Mountain, and we saw Patrick Ferguson's grave. And so there are a lot of things here in the backyards of your listeners, and I'm glad to be participating, trying to say, well, why don't you take a weekend and why don't you go to Brattonsville? Or why don't you go to Kings Mountain and walk the trails? And Lifelong Learning, which is sponsored by the city of Rock Hill, I'm going to do the lecture October the 7th for Lifelong Learning. That's the anniversary of the Battle of Kings Mountain. So I'm looking forward to doing that. They've got good things going on there at Lifelong Learning.
Eddie Lee, we've got people that listen to this show of all ages. So when we talk about the American Revolution, let's bring everyone up to speed. What we're talking about here and why this commission was created.
Well, you know, we got a head start on it. And what happened in Charleston was William Jasper, who was a German immigrant, and he was fighting the British who were offshore of Charleston. They were trying to take Charleston. A week before the Declaration of Independence was signed, Lucas, a week before it was signed, and they cut down the palmetto trees, and quickly William Jasper figured out when the cannonballs come in, they bounce off of the palmetto trees, cut down more trees. So they put the trees all around the fort, and the cannonballs continued to bounce. But the flag, which was a blue flag with a crescent in it, it got hit by one of the cannonballs. And so Sergeant William Jasper said to Colonel Moultrie, "We cannot fight without a flag." And so they gave him the two pieces of the flag. The staff was damaged. He pieced them together. It's a famous illustration, and he held it high, and we continued to fight, and we saved Charleston. However, in 1780, we lost Charleston. So that's the way the Revolution went. There were victories, like winning in 1776, a week before the Declaration of Independence was signed, and then Charleston fell to the British in 1780, up and down, up and down.
Every state has their own 250 state commission, correct?
That's true. And in South Carolina, which I'm involved in, every county has their committee. 46 counties. Everybody has a committee authorized by the county council of that county. We have 46 county committees. Some of those people were on those buses when we took them to Kings Mountain. And so the next meeting is going to be at 96. 96 was a fort, and it's in Greenwood, near Greenwood, and so we're going to be at 96 in November. So the commission travels around the state. People come, people go on tours, and there's an economic impact because people buy things when they're in these historic sites and when they're visiting. So I think it's a great opportunity to show how important Carolina was. South Carolina and the American Revolution was the key place. The last battle of the American Revolution, which was fought in 1781, was at Eutaw Springs in Orangeburg County. And so it was actually kind of like after everything was supposed to be over in 1781, but there was a battle there. And some historians say it was the bloodiest battle, Eutaw Springs, 1781.
So on July 4th, 2026, the United States will commemorate and celebrate the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. What does that look like here in the state of South Carolina? What does this look like across the country?
Well, all eyes are going to be here in this state. All eyes are going to be on Charleston. Yeah. And it is a major city in the 250 effort. Charleston is a major city. So there'll be a lot of people in Charleston. When Sergeant Jasper saved the flag, that's Carolina Day. And that's a big day because, you know, the revolution's starting and the Declaration of Independence hadn't even been signed. And we're ready and we're in action. And so we'll begin the celebrating before the Declaration of Independence. So we'll do that the last week in June. There'll be celebrations in Charleston. There'll be celebrations in York County. So we'll celebrate here. And we'll have other people come here, that, like the people who came in August. They're talking about it. The people who went to Gaffney week before last, and they went to the backcountry, and they took tours of Gaffney. What a wonderful museum. And SC-250 has been involved in the museum at Gaffney. And, you know, SC-250, the commission upon which I sit, it's involved all over the state, supporting those county committees and calling attention to them like we're kind of doing today. And making sure everybody knows they exist. And if you're looking for something to do, then visit that museum or walk that trail or think about the reenactors who are going to be like telling you what happened there. A lot of reenactments going on.
How does the South Carolina Commission really work with the other commissions across the country?
We're very fortunate to have a staff that started as the folks who began the Newberry Opera House.
Mm-hmm.
And Molly Fortune, of course, I'm talking about Molly Fortune, and Molly Fortune has a staff that she's put together. She's the executive director, and she's in Columbia, of course. And so what they do is they know the state well, and they know how to get people involved in causes. And, of course, they save the Newberry Opera House. And she is the driving force. And the chair of the commission is General William Grimsley. And, you know, he's a well-known military figure, and I'm enjoying working with him. And I always call him General, though. And, you know, he's just a dynamic force. And he's been in uniform, and now he's out of uniform, but we're honoring some of the people who were in uniform back during the Revolution.
We're speaking with Winthrop University history professor Eddie Lee. He is part of the 17-member SC-250 State Commission created to draw attention, as Professor Lee has been describing to us, to draw attention to South Carolina's pivotal role in the American Revolution. Eddie, what is great for you personally being involved in this? I mean, you said you're the only historian on the 17-member.
Yeah. Well, I had a 16-year-old ancestor who fought at Kings Mountain. And at Kings Mountain, they went up the mountain and they were repulsed. And they went back up the mountain and they were repulsed a second time. And Patrick Ferguson, who was the British commander there, he's blowing that little silver whistle and he's ready to finish him off. And it's like 3:00 in the afternoon, October the 7th, 1780. And then my ancestor and also the ancestors of a lot of your listeners, they decided they were going to try a third time. And they tried a third time and it worked.
Yeah.
And when they cornered him, and they tried to get Patrick Ferguson to surrender, and he fired at them. They fired back. 8 shots killed Patrick Ferguson. And I think there were men at the York County Courthouse for the next 50 years who sat around saying, yeah, but my shot was the one that killed Patrick Ferguson. You know, it's a great moment. Yeah. And so I have that tie-in, and I'm really happy about him. But I'm not the only person that has links to the Revolution. The Daughters of the American Revolution are active in the Commission's activities. They're very active. The Sons of the American Revolution are active. The Colonial Dames who honor another generation, they're active. The Chambers of Commerce, the museum people, I listed them a minute ago. I'm real happy that all of them are participating. And so next year, as you mentioned, Lucas, will be a big year for us as we head toward Charleston. the week before the Declaration of Independence was signed. So we'll have celebrations. And you know, the word that comes out of the Revolution all the time is huzzah. That's the cheer. Huzzah. H-U-Z-Z-A-H.
Huzzah.
Huzzah.
That's the cheer. And so, you know, if you kind of like go on one of those trails.
Yeah.
And you think about what was going on when those over mountain men went up that mountain three times before they finally succeeded, you can almost hear on a fall afternoon the cheers. Huzzah. Huzzah.
This is fascinating. I mean, I've lost track of time listening to Professor Lee here, which is the right man for the job. You know, Ashley and I are good Sandlappers, born and raised in South Carolina, so we're so passionate about this. Ashley's from Charleston, so she really knows a lot of
your
these
county
stories.
Has been your county, yeah. And you went to the College of Charleston. Your county is on the front row, has been on the front row. York County is organized. York County has been approved by the York County Council. Well, that's been a while. And then it's got a county committee, and then we've got people from the Chamber of Commerce and Visit York County. They're very involved. They're very involved in the bus tours that took visitors around and showed them things.
Well, we're excited to continue to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. It will take place on July 4th, 2026. President Donald Trump has already said it is going to be a party for the ages, for sure. Here in South Carolina, as Eddie Lee has pointed out, we'll start celebrating even earlier than that just because of the events that took place in Charleston. Get involved. It's called the SC250 State Commission. They've got a great website, a great Facebook presence as well. Learn all about it. To Eddie's point, travel the state. I didn't realize there was a museum in Gaffney. That's right next door to us. So hopefully it causes folks to kind of slow down a little bit and travel to a South Carolina county they might not have visited ever, and they might have just swung by it and then exited pretty quickly on the way to the mountains or to the beach or somewhere. Slow down, check out what's going on and how that county played a role in the American Revolution. Great catching up with you, Professor. We certainly appreciate
Thank
it, as
you.
Always.
Real quickly, I brought American Heritage was a magazine when your father and I were little children. It came out every 2 months. There's the last king of the United States, George III, on the cover. And that's why we had the American Revolution. So we got rid of him, and we replaced him with the first president of the United States,
George Washington. I'm going to wear this next year when we celebrate. I'm going to wear that whole regalia.
You should do that.
Let's wear that one because
those are the ones who won.
Okay.
Let's wear the blue.
Ashley's going to bring that coat in for me.
I think she should.
Thank you. All right.